This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The standard caveat we ought to use when talking about an Obamacare replacement, I guess, is that we're a long way from a final Republican plan. Because, as I said this week, this stuff is complicated. But there are plenty of ideas floating around out there. One of them is to give states block grants, fixed amount of cash, to help them cover low-income people on Medicaid. Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act was optional. It helped states insure more low-income people, but it has not been a conservative favorite. Yet Michigan and its Republican governor has had some success with its program. From WDET in Detroit, Laura Herberg has the story.
Nikisha Douglas is a regular at a clinic run by Wayne State University in Detroit. Every month, she has to get a diabetes checkup there. Today, her certified medical assistant says that Douglas's average blood sugar levels are low.
It's like she's reversing, so she's going back into the non-diabetic stage.
Douglas has no doubt about what this means for her health.
That's a very good thing.
Right.
Douglas is insured by Healthy Michigan, her state's Medicaid expansion plan. She doesn't work due to a disability, so these visits don't cost her anything. Designers of the Healthy Michigan plan hope that affordable preventative care like this will lead to better health for Michiganders and drive down health care costs. The law extended coverage to individuals making roughly up to $16,000 a year. Since the plan began in 2014, more than 600,000 people have joined. In this year's State of the State address, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder touted the plan's successes, and then he acknowledged its uncertain future.
There's going to be changes in health care.
One possibility is that Medicaid will go to states as block grants. The governor said he looks forward to working with his federal partners.
We need to let them know that Healthy Michigan is a model that can work for the rest of the country.
After all, it worked for a majority Republican state legislature. Steve Fitton was the state director of Medicaid services when Healthy Michigan was signed.
It's important to note that there was a very conservative blueprint put on the Medicaid expansion in Michigan.
Fitton says one reason it won Republican backing is that coverage is not free for everyone.
What folks referred to as skin in the game.
Enrollees with incomes between about $11,000 and $16,000 a year may pay up to 5% of their income for services. Fitton says there have been a few issues with the plan, like figuring out the best way to collect payments, but mostly there have been measurable positive outcomes. Hospitals are seeing a difference. Dr. John DeLetta is the Detroit-based chair for emergency medicine with Henry Ford Health System.
What we've seen is an increase in our Medicaid, statistically our Medicaid population, and a decrease in our no-pay or self-pay populations.
So now, more emergency room patients are covered by insurance. Unpaid care in hospitals across the state has gone down by about half. And Healthy Michigan enrollees are also going to their primary care physicians. But does the plan make fiscal sense for Michigan? Dr. John Iannian is the director of the Institute for Healthcare Policy and Innovation at the University of Michigan. His group looked into the economic impact of the program if it were to continue as originally conceived under the Affordable Care Act.
Our recent study suggests that actually the state budget comes out ahead by participating in the Medicaid expansion because of the savings to the state as well as the increased tax revenue.
But that's only if the federal government allows Michigan and other states to continue their Medicaid expansion programs. Everything would be up in the air with block grants. Nobody really knows how much Michigan might get from the federal government and how much the state might have to pay. In Detroit, I'm Laura Herberg for Marketplace.